Hello everyone. I am actually a robot and we're here with Diane, Mevan, Quentin and Kaerenton to tell you about AlphaGo. You may have heard about the Google's artificial intelligence because it beat the world champion at the game of Go in March. Even though it sounds anecdotic, it's actually a huge breakthrough in the field of artificial intelligence. Before we deal with the artificial intelligence itself, let's hear Diane about the creators of AlphaGo.
Solve intelligence. Use it to make the world a better place. That's the slogan of DeepMind, the company which invented AlphaGo. DeepMind is a British company created in 2010. This company develops artificial intelligence algorithms based on neural networks. It also gets inspired by new technologies of neuroscience. Its name comes from the technology used for the machine learning, the deep learning. The system learns by itself, thanks to lots of data. It was a little startup at first, which was took over by Google in 2014. Its main project is AlphaGo, which we are presenting to you today. They have other projects such as DeepMind Health. The aim of this project is to supply efficient tools to clinicians so as they can follow patients' case files better. They also try to reach a further goal, the ultimate goal being to create human-like AI. DeepMind is a company led by a neuroscientist, Demis Hassabis, who helped creating several games such as Republic, The Revolution, Evil Genius, and so on. He's also a very good game player. And the second leader is Shane Legg, mathematics searcher.
Now let's hear Mevan that will tell us about the Go game itself.
You may have already heard about the Go game, but do you know how it works? I'm going to sum up the basic rules of the game so you can begin to practice if you want to beat AlphaGo. So first of all, it's a two-player game. The first player plays as black and the other plays as white. You play the game on a board with a size going from 9x9 cases up to 19x19 cases, knowing that the competitive games are played on the biggest board. Turn by turn, each player will place a stone on a vacant intersection of the grid. And when two or more stones are connected, these are called a chain. And when a stone has a vacant point adjacent to it, so meaning that a stone is alone on the grid, all the vacant points adjacent are called their liberties. And a chain of stones share their liberties. Now, to win a game, there is two things to know. If all the liberties of a chain or of a stone are taken by the opposite side, the stones are captured, and each stone gives 1 point to the player who captured them. And the second thing is territories. When an empty space is enclosed by stones, it is their territory. So for example, you take a square of stones and the inside of the square is their territory. And that's it. If you understood all that, you're ready to play some games. Of course, there is a lot more concept and strategies to know about, such as the co-rule or the eyes. But, well, practice makes perfect.
Thank you, Mevan. Let's have a break with a little bit of music.
Uncertainty When you think of your children's security, can you hear the words I speak? Mother Nature's heard and she's telling me, and instead of surrounding the world with things that kill birds and bees, why are we still following our destructiveness? I'm never sure, but this I know. Come to the show, everybody get down low when you're at the show. This I know. Come to the show, everybody get down low to the rhythm of the flow.
Okay, let's go back to business. So, Quentin, what can you tell us about the AlphaGo algorithm?
AlphaGo algorithm use a combination of machine learning and tree search. Tree search is a simple concept that we commonly use. From a position, you list all the possible moves. Then you search for all the possible response to each move and so on. Finally, you choose the move that is more likely to make you win. Tree search is easy to do when the game is simple, meaning there are few possible moves, as in the tic-tac-toe, for example. But Go is such a complex game that you cannot explore all the possibilities, which, by the way, are greater than the number of atoms in the universe. Eventually, you have to stop and evaluate the position. This is when machine learning is important. Machine learning means that the program learns from example. AlphaGo, for example, learned from 30 million moves played by real master and is now able to evaluate pretty accurately the value, winning or losing, of the game situation. But Google DeepMind programmers did not stop there. They had AlphaGo played AlphaGo. This technique is called reinforcement learning, and after numerous games, the program could evaluate a position as far as 10% more accurately than before playing itself. You could do the same at home, but it would likely take you hundreds of or thousands of years. AlphaGo used basically 2,000 computers, whereas you probably have only one.
Thank you, pointless humans. Now let us finish with Kaerenton, who will tell us what is next.
Yes, now that this super and artificial intelligence is able to beat the best player at Go, is it finished? Well, of course not. Being the best at this game wasn't the only goal here. In fact, it was just to improve our knowledge in artificial intelligence. The Empire will always try to evolve. What is next target, then? As strange as it might seem, this could be a video game, StarCraft. StarCraft is a real-time strategy game created by the video game company Blizzard, where three races of units build economies, armies, and fight until death. It is very famous for being the first game played at a professional level and the beginning of esports. But why would DeepMind choose this video game? Well, just for the challenge. StarCraft is today one of the few video games where humans are still able to beat every artificial intelligence. The main reason is what we call in StarCraft the fog of war. In StarCraft, you can't see what your opponent is doing unless you have a unit next to it. This makes the programmation of an artificial intelligence very complicated. StarCraft has an enormous number of possible strategies, and because of the fog of war, those strategies have to be inferred from hypotheses based on what you have seen from the opponent. This is what professionals do, but they have years and years of experience. Make an AI learn. This is very difficult at the moment, and scientists haven't found yet how to do it. The Bonjour Boxer. Bonjour is a Korean word created specially for StarCraft players that are considered unbeatable. Said, even if countless data is imputed and studied by the artificial intelligence, so it has some degree of instinct, it won't reach the instinct of the pro player. But if such an offer comes in the future, I'll gladly accept to prove it. He doesn't think artificial intelligence will be able to beat professional players, but creators of DeepMind say they are confident.
Well, I guess we'll find out sooner or later. But until we do, I don't think anyone got anything else to say here, so let's just say goodbye.